So we're up to in the holy letters of the Rebbe, volume 6. This is letter number 1840, dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel El Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is sending this letter to the administration of the yeshiva Taim Chet Mimim in Lud. Hashem Aleim Yichyu. This was one of the yeshivas. There was a yeshiva in Kfar Chabad. There's a letter to them later on, we'll see. There's a yeshiva in Lod. There was this Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok that we read in the previous letter. But this is the letter sent to the yeshiva in Lod. And the Rebbe is helping each of these institutions establish themselves and also provide for them means for buildings and for support from various different organizations and people. So the Rebbe says over here, he starts off by saying, I am confirming here receiving your letters from the 13th to the 22nd of Menachem Av. And the Rebbe says, I received a notice that from Paris that they spoke already with this Dr. Shapiro. These are the people that were involved with the establishment of a Beit Sefer Lemelacha, that's the vocational school in Kfar Chabad. So they spoke with this Mr. Dr. Shapiro, and he already spoke with Mr. Passman as far as it relates to this vocational school, the Beit Sefer Lemelacha. And the Rebbe says that he would also again remind him again because he says that it seems like this Mr. Passman was outside and he saw him over there. Whatever, I'm not sure exactly from the letter what went on over there, but the Rebbe says it seems like that the joint, that's the joint that they were raising the funds and they were distributing for Jewish causes, so that the joint is going to be involved in this vocational school for them, as well as for someone, it doesn't say who, so they're going to, another vocational school apparently was taking place at the same time. So the Rebbe is saying to them like this, so you have some competition over here, because they are, there's a few, there's another vocational school opening up. The Rebbe says, if you're going to have it all organized the way it should be, so then there's a good hope that you might be first in line. You might get first. It seems, the Rebbe says, that the joint does not have such a great budget to give all of the needs, all the help for a vocational school. And therefore, they're going to give a little bit at a time, a little bit, a little bit. And to the ones that they are going to see it more appropriate. So, the Rebbe says, whoever comes first is going to get. So, the Rebbe says, look and go for good news. Basically, the Rebbe says, don't sleep. Make sure to do your job right so you can present your case. So you can be the ones that are going to be the beneficiaries from that grant, from the funding of the joint. Then, number two, the Rebbe has written them in the past that the yeshiva should still keep the image. It should look like a yeshiva. So people should know that this is a yeshiva and not a Talmud Torah, which means for the older students and not for the younger students. So the Rebbe said, why did I say this? Why am I worried about that you're taking in younger children, that you're going to lose the image of a yeshiva, is number one, I see in the reports that as of late, the age of the students is very young. I see a very young age of students. And number two, I also heard that there is an idea, which the Rebbe addressed in the previous letter as well, that they want to bring the Talmud Torah of Lud, the Talmud of Ola Yosef Yitzchak under your leadership. I'm sorry, I take that back. Over there it was different. Over there they wanted to know about the Talmud Torah. Here, it is, they want the Talmud Torah of Ola Yosef Yitzchak, which was there, to bring him under their administration, under their leadership. So the Rebbe says, that's why I gave you my opinion, that even in years when things were working properly, it would be separate, the young children, Talmud Torah, and the yeshiva. But now the Rebbe said, everybody is looking, the Rebbe says, with seven eyes. Everybody is sort of focusing and seeing what they're doing. The Rebbe says, we have to be very careful not to give an opening to people to say that, no, this is not really a yeshiva, this is main thing a Talmud Torah, and the study of Gemara and the Pirush Rashi and Tosfos, that's Gefes, that's a Menari, it's not a real yeshiva, they're mostly a Talmud Torah. And therefore, that would be evidence that the quality of this yeshiva isn't sufficient. Rebbe says, enough to, for the one understands. Basically, what the Rebbe is saying over here, you know, people are always looking to downplay the Lubavitch Yeshiva, that they're not really learning study as equal to the other yeshivas, and this would disrupt from bringing in students to the Lubavitch Yeshiva. So, therefore, the Rebbe suggests keep the boundaries and stick mainly to the yeshiva and don't bring in these younger students to deflect and put it down as a more like a Talmud Torah versus yeshiva. And the Rebbe says, well, you are correct for sure in your argument that it is easier to influence on many categories of children if you start to educate them in the proper education when they're very young. But the Rebbe, so therefore, they're wanting to bring in the younger kids because they say that will increase later on the students for the upper yeshiva once they start them off at a younger age. It's much more difficult to bring them in at the older age. But the Rebbe says, there is always a difference between what's fitting and what's possible. And therefore, the Rebbe says like this, in the present situation, we have to consider with that, which means, yeah, that is, it's fitting, but it's fitting to do it the way the Rebbe says, even though it doesn't take away from the possibility. I'm not sure exactly how the Rebbe wants to say it here, but in any event, the Rebbe says, of course, it's not in my intention that, God forbid, you should send away the students that have already been accepted. And even for the future, I don't mean, it's not my view that you should not accept at all younger students, but, and only take the older students. No, that's not what I mean. What I only, all my intention over here is that the main quality and the main quantity needs to be such students that will testify that this is really a yeshiva. So, in other words, concentrate, make sure that the image, quality and quantity wise, looks like a yeshiva. And the details, that depends on the condition, you know, on the spot. So each time you have to make a decision, each time and time, may Hashem blessed succeed that you should come up with the right idea to the kavana, what Hashem, what needs to be done. And automatically you'll see that you'll have success beyond the nature, ways of nature, which means not to worry so much about, you'll get the other students as well. keep the image of the yeshiva the way it needs to be presented. Number three, the Rebbe says, I want to emphasize at this opportunity the greatness of this matter that you are occupying yourself with the children that came from Yemen, the Yaldei Teiman, and the benefit of this can't imagine, you know, from now, you can't imagine what a benefit is to helping out these children, and we know very well that some of them were dragged away from their traditions and from the Yiddishkeit, they were placed in other places, and the Rebbe was very much active and very pleased that they are bringing in these children into Yiddishkeit, into the fold here. And number four, the Rebbe says, I want to also make you aware that in the following, these coming days, there are a few important guests that are going to be visiting Israel. They're going back. They come from Morocco. One of them is the activist. His name is Yitzchak Almaliach from Casablanca. Together with Rabbi Tulidano of Meknes and more, they're coming up to making a visit in Israel. And the Rebbe says these above are very serious, very religious, and they are working to benefit the institution of Ole Yosef Yitzchok that's in Morocco. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you will show them your institution, and the Rebbe says it's appropriate to honor them. As our sages of blessed memory say, it is a mitzvah to publicize those who do mitzvah. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you will consult with Agudas Chabad so that this should be in an organized way. So this will bring the best results. Number five, the Rebbe says, since you already have a follow-up as far as building that srif, kind of a hut on the roof, they wanted to build it on top of the roof, I guess, over there. So the Rebbe says, I enjoyed to see in your letter that you're starting to feel in a way that it's an open, this space, a breitkeit, a wideness. And that above that, you already asked for a loan for the material of the building. Also, when you increase the vessel below, so for sure, they will give you several times as much from above. And the Rebbe is number six. The Rebbe says, when you'll have news, for sure you will let me know. I thank you ahead. Blesses them with hatzlacha, success in their holy work. And aksiva aksima toiva. And the Rebbe is also adding the headlines of the talks that he gave on the Shabbos Kodesh Baruch Hu Elul. And the Rebbe says, for sure you will publicize it amongst the students in a fitting way. So here you have also a very detailed Rebbe's advice and guidance, directions to the Shiva Tomchei Tumimim. And first, the Rebbe is telling them about the great possibilities that the connections that the Rebbe has made, and that the joint is ready to help them building this vocational school, the Beit Sefer LeMelacha. And the Rebbe just says, well, you know, there's just limited amount of funds, and if you organize yourself and you are ready, so then you might get first, because you know, whoever comes first is going to get first. And if you can show, and there is a competing, others are warning them, so go ahead, get to work, do your job, and make sure that you will be the beneficiaries and will able to get their support from the joint. Number two, the Rebbe also says that he's asking them to keep the image of the yeshiva and not to flood it basically with younger students, and not to lower the standards, because he says people are looking and immediately people are going to say, well, this is not really a yeshiva, this is really a Talmud Torah for younger students. So the Rebbe says, yes, it's true, if you get them in earlier, you can hold them for later. And the Rebbe says, I don't mean reject those who are there already or nobody. Just the Rebbe says, you have to decide in each case to make sure that the quantity and the quality of the group of the students should project an image of a yeshiva. And then the Rebbe also, it says, encourages them about the activities with the children of Yemen. And the Rebbe also tells them about a visit by two activists that are helpful to the Chabad in Casablanca and the Oilo Yosef Yitzchak over there. And the Rebbe encourages them that they should coordinate with Agudas Chabad to make a proper, show them their institution and to give them the honor that they deserve, to those who do a mitzvah. And the Rebbe said that he enjoyed reading that they're expanding and they're building this tzrif on the roof over there, and that they took a loan. And he says, you take a loan, the Rebbe will send you. You make a keli, the Rebbe will send you a lot more from above. And the Rebbe is asking them to report to him as soon as they have some news to say.